Finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the...
Because New York's got the same problem Illinois...
Listen, you and I agree on that.
Yeah.
But then those same nitwits in New York will reelect those thieves. And it isn't any different, by the way. You guys are big sports enthusiasts. It's no different than the public being forced to pay for some big monolithic stadium. Count me out.
Well, I agree with that.
I don't want them to build me a studio and pay for the show. Folks, I'm not asking you to do that. If you like the show, please share it. If you don't, I get it.
Well,
I'm not forcing you to pay for it. What kind of morality is that?
If I'm a restaurant or a hotel.
Yep.
Or whatever, and I'm around that stadium.
Yep.
You've now seriously assisted my business.
Right, and you're going to probably have to pay a premium to be there, and that is called capitalism. But then the government will go, holy moly, look, there's a hotel that's near the stadium, and even though they paid exorbitant rates to be near that stadium, they must have an extra revenue, so we're going to shackle them with an extra tax. Folks, who's paying that tax? You and I are. Enough.
Right.
Enough. And it's not partisan. There's idiots on both sides of the aisle that think this makes sense, and it doesn't. Lud?
No, I agree. I look at the examples of Wrigley and Fenway Park. They've been there for, well, Fenway's been over 100 years. I'm pretty sure Wrigley's close to that.
Right.
And yet when we hear a stadium's 20, 30 years old, it needs to be torn down and rebuild a new one. I'm like, what?
Sure. I watched the Silverdome get built and then destroyed. In a small portion of my life.
Did that actually fall down yet?
They got it on the second try.
Yeah, the second try. Listen, then you'll see some really, really crazy, rich, wealthy person. Folks, I applaud that person. I'm not shaming them at all. But I don't want them to be grossly rich because we're stupid and we built their business for them. I don't want Amazon to have its headquarters somewhere because they stole money. The government stole money from the folks. And folks, you're part of this.
See, I look at it too. If you look at immigration, right? If you immigrate here and you want to start a business, they give you a 7-year tax window of no taxes.
For tell me again, for what
immigrants?
Now? Immigrants?
Yeah,
why?
Help them create a business and have opportunity.
Why?
To get a 7-year tax.
Why?
Because it works.
Listen, this is like the cell phone company. I've been with the same cell phone company since 2003, and they don't give me a loyalty. They give a sign-up bonus to someone they've never met before.
Yep.
I said, what are you people, stupid?
Yeah. That's with cable companies the same way.
But it's ignorant. And you know who allows it to be ignorant? Us.
Yeah.
We the folks. Because if I were in New York, both my hairs would be on fire. I'm not paying for Amazon. If they want to be here, God bless them. It's their right. Bring your checkbook because it's really pricey to do business here. But the folks ought not to be shackled with it.
Yeah, we'd love to see the tax cut. Because to choose New York City over Houston.
Right.
How big of a tax cut was that?
I don't know. But
the standard of living. And
you can't read the news because the news is, it's not. By the way, folks, it's not lying. It's incompetence. I said that up front. One says 60-some thousand per taxpayer, 60-some thousand. The other one said 40-some. That's a big difference. There's a third difference in that math.
Yeah.
They're incompetent. They're not biased. They're grossly incompetent. That's not journalism. It's horse pucky. I'm only telling you that regardless of the number, I don't care if the number is $15. That's what the corporation needs to pay, not the folks, not the citizens. Yeah. I don't know why this is a riddle to folks. Oh, no, we're going to get a lot out of it. Well, okay. Good for you. It's going to get burnt up and smoked away.
Just think about that.
I'm not changing topics.
Just think about that number. That's somebody's annual income.
It's not somebody, it's a lot of folks.
No, I'm just like, for some people, that's more than their annual income.
Their entire annual income went to make sure that Amazon moved to their community.
Yeah.
Folks, something's wrong with the math.
For them to get a job with Amazon and not even make that
much. There's something that stinks here. That ought to be market-driven, period. Amazon ought to want to go there so bad that they're willing to pay the freight of doing business in that godforsaken place.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you how I see it. It's
okay. I agree.
Where you got 50 billion people living on a postage stamp. If that's how you want to live, it's okay. And if Amazon wants to do business there, God bless them, like I said. But bring your own checkbook. Don't bring ours.
It's things like this that make somebody who make $172,000 a year a millionaire.
That's exactly true. Think about that. Now we're talking about a congressional representative that's doing the Dave Ramsey course on steroids. How do you make that out of that? I don't know. It just happened. Ain't it nice, though?
But look at the new Amazon building.
Yeah. You go, wait a minute. Still back to even the lower of the two math, to your point, is higher than the median average for that.
Yeah.
And that's nuts. That's as zany as Illinois saying, yeah, you can go. Just leave your money.
On your way out, you have to.
Miles, are we all wet with this? You be the level head guy here. What am I missing?
Well, I mean, I can see that you can certainly blame it on the people, but there is a rationale.
They'll vote for the same thieves that did it to them in the first place. That makes it the folks' fault. Yep. They'll blindly go in there. Where's the D? I don't want to even have to think about this. I don't want to have to. I want to vote straight ticket because I'm so stupid. I can't find my way through 12 candidates. That's how dumb as I am. D. I found the D. Boom, there's D. I got her done. And those are the folks, the exact people that ripped me off. And I'm going to vote for them until they don't run for office. And I'm going to find another basket of nitwit thieves socialists just like them. Brilliant.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pleaded guilty to killing his wife and two daughters, was sentenced to life in prison. Watts was sentenced nearly 2 weeks after pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Judge Marcelo Kopkow had a message for Watts.
I've been a judicial officer now for starting my 17th year, and I could objectively say that this is perhaps the most inhumane and vicious crime that I have handled out of the thousands of cases that I have seen.
Three Democratic senators have filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia on Monday, claiming President Trump violated the Constitution by choosing Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Today, President Trump and the First Lady participated in the White House Christmas tree delivery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Nissan's chairman has been fired and arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Carlos Ghosn arrested Monday for alleged financial violations. He's accused of underreporting his salary and the personal use of company assets. The Japanese automaker firing him Monday and saying a whistleblower report led to the discovery that the chairman had been falsifying reports for many, many years. He was credited with turning the fortunes of Nissan and Renault around and driving the push towards more electric vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, ESPN reported that former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was being considered as the next coach of the Cleveland Browns. Rice is a big Cleveland Browns fan, but says she's not ready to coach, but hopes this brings some added attention to the NFL regarding women and coaching. And on Monday Night Football tonight, two 9-1 teams face off as the Los Angeles Rams will host the Kansas City Chiefs. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With Black Friday sales starting earlier and earlier, many retailers are offering even deeper price cuts this year. Personal finance website WalletHub took a look at some of the places where you can get the best discounts. I had a chance to chat with Joe Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and she shares some of the best places to shop on Black Friday.
This year, the top five start off with Belk, more of a regional retailer, but always available online. Then a little bit bigger, JCPenney. Stage, Kohl's at number four, and New York and Company at number five. So all of those discounts go anywhere from 55% off all the way to about 70% off on average at Belk.
And as far as categories of what you can expect the deepest discounts on, Gonzalez says,
it definitely does vary. This year, jewelry is going to see the deepest discounts, around 70% off on average. Apparel and accessories, more like 50% off. Video games hovering at around 40% off. That's the software itself, not the consoles. So those are probably the top three categories to go after.
Finally, Gonzalez has some advice, though, if you're looking for that TV and think this is the best time to buy it.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of those bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait until past Black Friday, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy.